Begin the Gemara Daf Masech the Bava Basra Daf Samach Beis. Begin the Manav Ken Tesmat. Begin the Gemara. But Iyamalei Nichsai, and it says my assets are filled with bottom of bottom, and even homes and slaves are included. Al Matatlan, but movable items that's not going to be included. Only bottom of bottom. Now Afagav Dama B'Mishem Beis. Even though the Gemara later on the Kof Nun Beis says Kol Nichsai Lepleini, all my assets go to that person. Kalima Ikri Nichsai, that even a person's shirt is included in Nichsai. So you see, metalim are included. So it says, "Loshen nichsai shani." The word with an extra word, "my assets," not nichsai, but nichsai. That's different. Kedemash pariba yosem nichsai. That sounds like more than nichsai dahacha, more than just like my assets, including even the shirts, even metalim. Because it says, "I'm in lechalik, but don't differentiate between the hasam. I'm a kol nichsai because it says all my assets were a kol." So then the Gemara should have differentiated with it. Like a differential between metal and metal. It should have said that chiluk over there. Boy, moreover, Yeshlim, you could say is the hasam might be matana. No, there it's the reason why it's different because there it's talking about by gift. Whereas the Gemara says later in the Samachay that a person gives more generous. So there, yeah, nichse will include. Nichsa will only include batim v'avodim and not umatatim like a shirt. Next, this master begins with the Gemara. Meitza echad arech. So one boundary was longer, or meitza echad kasav. One was narrower. Which Tesis explains and qualifies. The Maya must be told. Meitza meitza l'cholad ruches is that the boundaries, but were demarcated according to all the four directions. The Pesach Kunch, the Rosh Bam explains. Because the Ilah Meitzer, if it's like the simple understanding of the Gemara, that he only made a boundary, Ilah Mizrach HaMayiv, only the east and west, just one was long, one was short. But Ilah Meitzer Tzav from the Dharma, and he didn't demarcate north and south. Imkin, if that's the case, Heichah Gamalei Rav Asi, how could Rav Asi tell him, wait, V'nik Nik Negid Resh Tor, that you should acquire, at least at a diagonal, I'd rather to the contrary. Again, if you only demarcated two sides of Ilah Mizrach, he should have asked, Leilikne Ilah Tel Em Echad B'Mizrach, V'Tel Em Echad B'Mayiv, there's only one row in the east and one in the west. The Hoy is later Rav Asi Kamon. The Gemara brings later on Amud Beis, according to Rav Asi. So, b'meitzer le'metzer rishin b'sheni b'shlishi. If let's say he demarcated three sides, meitzer revi le'metzer lo, and he didn't demarcate the fourth side, l'kan el tell him echad that you actually only get one roll p'nei kulei along the all three sides. So obviously it was. It just the Gemara doesn't mention it. Now, Mashik Shabin Yitzchak the Pesach Kunch is that the re-ask on the Pesach of the Rashbam. Im Abi Ruches Meitzula, if he demarcated all four sides, Amad Lekana Elikenege Dakotze. So why are you not acquiring only opposite the narrow area? Dim Kain, if that's the case, then why are you doing the fourth side? Then why are you doing the longer one? Obviously, it's to get not just the short balls to the long. La Pesach, that's not a question. But Lamim, you could say that Mitzarim Hechablai, like the Gemara tells us on Dam Samachav, you're just giving a more clearer description, but it's just expanding what the actual boundaries are.
And Rav agrees. Now, Peshbuk Kuntras, Rashbam explains, meaning, what's the case that he agrees on? Koidim Shashasak. That was before he was even quiet. Which Mashma sounds like the Bashasak, when it was quiet, Moidlu, then he actually agreed to them, even the case that he had originally disagreed on. Although later on Amud Beis we have Shasik Rabba, or the Gir says Rabba Labaya, that he was quite Abaya. Although it's obvious that he did not agree to him, and only he was not concerned to respond to him. Here, as Rashbam is saying, you can't say that. Why? Because they weren't just some students; they were like colleague students to Rab. To me, like the one said, Sanedin of Amud Beis. The Svogi Lavitzrichi, they didn't need his logic. Obered Mekaymas, in the most places, Rav made the Kesher Hasagim. Rav agreed when he was silent to them. As we find in the Parakamad, the Babu Kamad, the Yerav Hamad Aleph, Kabein Shaman, that we don't evaluate, Lelagan of the Gazlan, Kamrinan, where we say, Adirabba, from the country, when the Omelay Rav Kamad Rav asked the Rav, when they told him, Dina Ochi, is this the Allah of Bashatzik, and he was quiet, Shaman, we can infer that Shaman, that we do evaluate. And below Yama, we don't say Hadash Shatzik that this was quite Mishim Lechash Lasha because he just didn't care to respond like a Rebbe could do. So the Perikam of the Beya, the Navav Med Alef, Gabi Efroyach Shanil B'Yamtiv, where you have a chick that's hatched on Yamtiv, Domli Rav Kan Rav Asi, the Rav, they tell him the same Amiram. Vechima Bein Zeh Le'egol Shanil B'Na Treifa. What's in between this and the guy born from a Treifa where you can't say it was Muchan Agedimai? Why would one be us and one would be Mutter as Mutzah? But Shazak Rav was quiet. Of that, Rabbi Yesu says, "My time is Rabbi. Why is Rabbi silent? Why didn't he tell them? No, when it's born from a treifa, is actually not mukta because the mother could be thrown to the dogs. In contrast to the chicken in the egg." So we see that from the fact they're saying, like, why was he silent? As if he had an answer. We see the reason I didn't respond was because he was maidim, and not just that he wasn't concerned to respond. By a boat. Amar Rab says, Agra Pagra. You can get both the rental and you can get whatever damages happen to it. Only Rokana, Rav Aslara, they say, wait a second. Agra. You can't have both, because if you do, then it's going to be a problem by ribbis. Shazik Rab is quiet. Amar Rab Shesh, says, my time, Shazik Rab, why was Rab quiet? Lashmila, the time, Bechul, didn't hear this Bryce, etc. That sounds like him. Now that Mashma, Bechalan, it sounds like from all these proofs, the Lehman Nay is not because Shalechash Lahashib. Because he wasn't concerned to respond to the Shazi, he was quiet. When they showed it, because he admitted it, Taka didn't have an answer. I was asking, well, why didn't he have an answer? Why couldn't he say this and that? Akaponim, that would be the same thing that Rashi Rambam is saying over here, that Rav ultimately, from the fact he was quiet, even agreed to the case that he disagreed with originally. From the fact that it should have written the boundary of Shimon opposite Yehuda, and so that shows us this halacha that Rav agrees. That obviously it's connected Reishtor. Pirish, in other words, Keneged Yehuda Lavad, meaning if you really only wanted to do half, like the case that Rav held in the previous case, so then you should just do only Shimon Keneged Yehuda. Lavad Mechta Reuben, why are you writing Reuben? The cause of Reuben, in fact, you're Reuben Shema. I mean, obviously, Keneged Reishtor Kamalei, and obviously because it's not just half, it's going to be a diagonal, and therefore you said because when it's two and two, saying two and then one, so obviously you want to do a diagonal from the one to the two. Now, but Gersa Zu in and there, says Taisus, this Gersa does not seem to be correct. The Lumalilman Kikai Gabna, why would you say it in such a way? The Hashta, that now Dalag Levi, you're skipping Levi, you're saying, oh, it should have said Reuven Shimon and Yehuda, meaning it should have, and you're skipping Levi. Well, why did you do that? What Yehuda Hilul Dalek? What do you mean? You should have skipped Yehuda Shu'achin, that he's the last one. And you're saying that, oh, okay. So then now you want to obviously do on the diagonal. So why are you saying it's Reuven Shimon Yehuda? And you're saying, oh, why did you say Reuven? Oh, to say that you want to have the diagonal. Well, you should have said you have Reuven and Shimon and Levi, and you're skipping at Yehuda. So the Kachkosh Rashbam, so rather the Girsa of Rashbam is when the Havel Mitzvah of Reuven Keneged Levi, right? It's not the Girsa that Taisa brings in as different Maschel, Mitzvah Shimon Keneged Yehuda. Rather, it should have written Reuven Keneged Levi. Yehuda, and you're right. And that's all. It should have been Reuven and Levi. Instead, it has Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And that's obviously because you want to do Keneged Reshtra, and you're right. You're skimming at Yehuda. But it's still difficult to Rabbein Tam. Why? Because that still also doesn't make sense. What the Gemara's word should have been, that not that it should have said Reuven Keneged Levi. That's not the main point. The main point, it shouldn't have said Shimon, and then you would have been left only with Reuven and Levi, and because of Shema Mina, that Keneged Reish Tarkom Alei, and then we would know. So obviously, from the fact that it didn't have to say Shimon, that it did, is obviously want to go opposite the diagonal. Well, why is it saying Reuven Keneged Levi? Should just say it shouldn't have said Shimon. Actually, like the Girsa, the first one that we had in Teis de Mamaskel, he's just going to flip it. And but Leikoi, and Rabbein Tam comes with a whole new shot. Leikoi, make it Milsa de Rab. It's not going on the primary teaching of Rab, the comment that he says, Leikon el Keneged HaKatzer, meaning the original halacha, that you only acquire opposite the narrow one. The Mekendim, that's the case. Then it should have said, Medulloi Havadle Lemichtav Ruvain. That it shouldn't have written a Reuven. Meaning, if you hold Shimon and Yehuda, that they don't say Shimon can negate Yehuda. That's not the main point. The main point is it shouldn't have written Reuven. Elokai, rather, it's going adiyuk. It's going actually on the inference of Rav's halacha. That is, Chayechid to come a Rav, just like Rav says, Lekanal can negate a katsa, that you only acquire opposite the narrow one, not opposite the long one. So, Achinami, here also, the following case. In Meitzer, Reuven, Beshimon Mitzan Mitzchachim. Let's say, The boundary was made Reuven and Shimon on the eastern side. But now he only does the boundary of Levi half of the field on the western side, because the Eitz Levi actually near Levi's Karka Olam is actually ownless property. The Maida Rav agrees with the Kana Keneged Arch that actually acquire the whole thing. even opposite the longer, even though he did only half, which was a labies on the western side, because Kivin Shlemot Samalim, since he has nothing to use as a boundary, because no one owns that property. On that, what Rab agrees to, how come that's what the Gemara is saying? The Eichad the Moitzer Limzer. But if you do find what to make in the boundary, you can labor Yehud in the Ma'ariv. Let's say it's not just labor half of it is half good. Well, actually, labor Yehud on the western side. By the Rab agrees, like Kanda Kanegan Arch, that you don't acquire opposite the longer area in Dal Yehud if you skip Yehud because you have what to make the boundary. The Gersin and the Gersin is Menabal, the Mechtav Yehud, the Kanegan Shimon. So it's close. It's not Shimon Kanegan Yehud, but it's actually Yehuda opposite Shimon because, oh, wait a second, why didn't you write? And in this case, you have what to write. Because Diga Sin Shimon Kenegi Yehuda, because you were saying Shimon Kenegi Yehuda, Lashon Tacha, the wording is being pressed, because it's not really, you should have written Shimon opposite Yehuda, you should have written Yehuda opposite Shimon. Now, it says Taisha still Pishma Gum Gum, still the Pishma Ben Tam is a little bit flawed, because the Lekoy Adibri Rav, it's not really going to the word of Rav, but Diga, it's going on some inference. Now, that's where it's Magum Gum, but it says, like, don't ask Amayla Kama Gemara, why doesn't the Gemara say, Maidu Rav, Ikad Devarav, that what Rav agrees to his primary teaching, because the Bishop, the Rashbam says it. Blame you should say have a little mikhtev that it shouldn't have written. No, because maybe the Gemara was not concerned to explain this because the pshita, because that was obvious to the Gemara. That you didn't acquire only up to the narrow one. Because what do you mean? Of course, he's not making that amount of shim for nothing. So you didn't have to explain that. Only why don't you acquire opposite the long one? Because you made the boundary of Shimon. I mean, the Gemara understood that to be Deva Pashit, that if he didn't have a mind to be Makna Keneged Reish Tar, he wouldn't have said Shimon at all. But to explain why you're not claiming everything when you make a Mizrach that of Shimon, that the Gemara has to say, because if that's, it's not the case, then why did he write it at all? Next test, Matthew, we get to the Gemara, Mitzer Ruven Leruchen Trein. So if you have the boundary of Ruven on two sides, And that's you should have written. I mean, it's a Shimon Ruchen Trein, that you have to write. If Reuben's on the east and the west, and Shimon's on the north and the south, that you have to write. Now, Avbi, even though Shemoy Koizub Le Karka, even though that he wrote him, the property should be in Sodis Reuben, be in Sodis Shimon, which is the plural, which tells you bothered, that doesn't that mean automatically, it means that what you have it on both sides, on all four sides? Lo Yinachayin Lemon, no, we wouldn't be able to say, Sheyik Nechatzi Sode. You're right. We wouldn't be able to say Shikne Chatzi Sadi Kizeh, that as there's a picture in Taisus, that you wouldn't be able to say half. Because I'm kind of dead, because Lavabin Sadi's Rubin Meshimin, you wouldn't have the plural of the fields. But Miu Kamar, the Kana Balachsin, but you would still be able to say you could acquire at a diagonal, but carrying the camera from corner to corner. Lavabin Sadi's Shimon Verubin Vizavis, that you would have the corners, and then you would be actually touching both their fields, but it would only be half, and therefore, if you want to give the whole thing, you have to write from Trein Ruchen from both sides. Next says Mata begin the words of Gemara come in Gam. One wants to know what happens if you made it like a Gam. Now Pirshu the re-explains meaning Mizrach Badarim. You get only one Gam, east and south. Dainim Shtei Ruchen is from two sides, and says Tais of Kashna Pirshu is difficult according to interpretation. If that's the case, it might start with Mitzvah L. Why do you have to say before Mitzvah Ruven Ruchen Trein Ruven? You have to do on both sides of Mitzvah Shem Ruchen Trein. What I mean, Ikonik Kamin Gam. If you're acquiring ready like a Gam, which is because you have each one on one side. So then you get the whole thing. So Pesha Kunshin Nerek, rather seems apparently like the Pesha Rashbam, actually we're talking about two gams. And then the question is, do you say since you started, you get all four sides, or do you only have that, you can have that diagonal of the two gams?